Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everyone, and welcome to a special Friday night edition of Main Street Universe. I've basically just been practicing music today, and I decided to go on the air and play some songs that I was practicing. I figured, well, I'm practicing anyway, let's make a little show out of it. Don't know what it's going to sound like. I'll do it in the form of play a song, maybe talk about it. My brother might be out here a little later to join us. We're only going to be on the air for about an hour, and then feel free to join. I believe Pagans Tonight starts at 9, depending on how much radio you want, and to keep going into Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour with Jesse Ann Nichols George. Let me adjust this. Okay. So anyway, we're going to get started here. This first song I'm playing, and I'm just playing into the phone, folks, so really don't know what it's going to sound like. We used to do our intro this way, mostly usually just with the guitar. What I'm going to do is open up with a song I wrote recently. It's a holiday song, you could say. It's a song for Halloween or Samhain. So we have a few pagan songs, as well as just a few other types of just songs of whatever various topics they're about. A lot of the things I write have kind of an esoteric leaning. But let's start right off with this one, and this is a Samhain song that I wrote. I set the phone down.
Good harvest came to pass.
it is the way.
Sure what that sounded like on the phone, but that was my Samhain song, which opens up with the line, "We want to sing in a key that's forbidden." As you know, the old key Diabolus, which was illegal to write a song in, which oftentimes takes the form of this guy here, the little Black Sabbath. That's the forbidden key. And for my next song, oh, I see Melissa is here.
Hi, Melissa.
And I see my brother Scott just walked in. For my next song, I'm going to go into one that I've had for quite a few years. Just be careful milling about here, Scott. And this one is called The Lake. Anybody let me know what the levels might be like, because I literally have no idea what this is going to sound like or has already sounded like. But I'm not going to really worry about it that much. I used to do this at the beginning of my old shows. In this song, I wrote with my good friend, Frederick George S. Then I'll do a surprising cover tune maybe after this.
Ooh, surprising.
That's right.
Oh,
All right. That one was The Lake.
Jesse says it sounds good.
Okay, it's sounding okay. Okay, I think I found the right stance. I'm in a kung fu horse stance. Facing precisely 37 degrees to the northwest. Let me take a brief sip of inspiration.
Oh, yes, throat lubricant. Pitch adjustment is this.
And I am playing with a Band-Aid. I literally practice so much because I haven't been recently. And recently I've been getting back into saying, well, I'm going to be more musical, so that's part of what I'm doing tonight, too. And I did play until my fingers bled, as the song says, and some recommend.
That sure is a pretty guitar, Dan. Tell them what kind of guitar it is.
And I, in fact, was bleeding all over Scott's lovely Larrivée guitar and had to wipe blood off of his neck. It was a pretty strange sight. I just got out here about 3 minutes before going on the air, and I noticed there's blood all over. It really is a ritual tool now, if it wasn't before. It's got blood on it, and we've already played our first pagan song.
Yay.
The second song was more about, it was actually more about a girl, unfortunately. Okay, let's move on to the next one. This one is a cover song. And I'll just play it and let you figure out who it's by. You may or may not get this one. If you were a child in the 80s, maybe you will. somewhere along the line.
Probably my fault for jumping behind
you. That's okay. But that one was actually a song by Iron Maiden called Strange World. Okay. This next one, as I take another sip of inspiration. Another cover tune. This one's from the 70s. From one of my very favorite lead singers. I didn't practice this one today, but I decided to do it anyway, so I'm just going to go ahead and do it.
Mystery.
right, that one was Rainbow Eyes by the band Rainbow. The band singer was Ronnie James Dio back in 1977, I believe.
Well, that was, the original. The singer tonight was Dan.
The singer tonight was me. And this next song is going to be another original. Hit a drum or something for a second. No, I mean just for now, for a break. There you go. I'm getting my capo out. I'm adjusting this song. And this song I wrote, I've got two versions of this. I first wrote this song. I was a member of the Karelian nativist tradition, which I still am. But I also have a more neutral version of it. It's kind of the one I'm doing now. Whereas in the chorus, I've changed it just a little. And I still use both according to whichever seems to fit. So here's how we're going to do this. Gotten to that point where you haven't sang in a while, and you get to that point where you go over the top, and the high energy notes come out better than the deeper ones, which is very strange for me.
Feel the voice by damaging it a little bit. That's the lesson for the day.
The next song. Be nice and easy. Well, not for me. This one is one that I did for Miss Janice White.
Available time.
Okay, we're good. Scott.
Yes.
Since my brother has joined us.
Yes.
This one I did with Janice at Radio Fairfax.
Mm-hmm.
No Woman to Cry.
No woman, no cry.
messed up the second verse, but that's okay because that happened. Yeah, that's right. We wrote a new one. This is a participatory type of song. But that's all right. It happens from time to time. Folks, I didn't practice that one today either.
Just then. We just practiced
it. Practiced it now. You're kind of joining us in a partial practice.
Yes. We normally charge, what, $20 a pop for people to listen to these?
Sure. And if you wish to pay us $20, I believe we have a donate button on the Main Street Universe website somewhere. All right, this next song is the first song I ever wrote. And I've modified it a bit. Modified it. Yeah. I've modified it a bit. And at some point, when my brother's ready, he'll probably jump in. Yes, it is. I'm just getting them set up. But just, you know, let me go through it just like you did with the other one.
I remember it. I know the song. And I'll try not to make it,
Yeah.
Hopefully it's still sounding good as you check this.
I don't know. This one is called, very first song I ever wrote. So, of course, I was about 18 or so. And this song is called, I might have been younger than that, but whatever. It was when I first started playing. And this one I wrote with Rick S. And this one is called The Sparrow.
Thank you.
That one was The Sparrow. First song I ever wrote with my friend.
Yeah, third reviews on the chat.
Is it sounding okay or reasonable for being on a telephone? Okay, she says okay so far.
Wow.
Here's another one I've written. Just kind of play lightly to this one, Scott. Maybe Brushes or something.
Yep. Brushes with greatness, that is.
Brushes with greatness, he says. Yeah, just brushes. See, when people are done working with me in a musical band and they go and tour with Leonard Skinner, you know, like Brian and all of them.
That's right.
As soon as they get rid of me, the good thing's about to happen. Just playing is not exactly like that.
It's a little bit like that, but it's not exactly like
that. That is true. A friend of mine toured with Leonard Skinner in SR-71 right after I left the band. But that happens. And this song is called My Place Is Here. Okay, here's one I just learned today. So,
anything for me to do?
Maybe not, unless you jump in when it feels good, kind of. This is a song I always loved every time I've heard it. I'm doing a combination of the old version and a new version of it. And it's the, excuse me. It's sometimes called the Pagan National Anthem. I think I posted a video of it before. I'm in the old version by Gideon Penderwin. I'm sort of doing a combination between the old and the new version, I guess.
Which makes sense, because it's different millennia now.
That's right.
our patience and endurance for the burning times till now has given us the strength to keep our vow. And we won't wait any longer. We are stronger than before. We won't wait longer. We are stronger. Dispersed amongst the nations, the world will linger on. When the time has come, make sacred cauldron of rebirth and fulfill our ancient to the earth. We won't wait any longer. We are stronger.
I just was learning that one today. When I get the words really comfortable, I'll hammer it out.
Oh, no apology. No apology.
No apology.
Mainstream radio.
That's right. This next song, if I got time. What do we got? Yeah, I guess we got time. Where am I at? Oh, okay. I will. This is another original. Scott can probably softly play the drums on this one too as well.
Yeah, excellent. These things get louder than the sticks or the brushes and quiet, and actually the sticks quieter than those things.
I'm not sure if that's true, but I'm just going to go ahead and believe it for now.
Well, I played the sticks on one or two songs and I don't even notice.
I noticed.
Good. I wasn't doing it for nothing.
Welcome. band practice drama, folks. Well, I wasn't really sure if my brother was going to join us out here, but that's okay. I'm glad he did. And this next song is a song called Things I Missed. Joining us, this was our Friday evening jam session band practice, and my brother ended up joining us. And thanks for everybody that did join, including Jesse and Nichols George. At one time, I think I saw Marcy there, and Veronica. And don't forget that Jesse is going to be on this evening at midnight, technically Saturday, but Friday at midnight. What I'm going to do now is end the show. As I'm scrolling through, I'm just stepping over to the computer now. Obviously, since I was playing, I wasn't that close to the computer. And I'll end it with the recorder.
But I can't reach it, my vision was taken away.
Have to do this again.